Blog Talk Radio.
Great morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. As you all know, Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. The message is entitled, Do You Know Where You Are Headed? And comes from Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. I strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, you find yourself that quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the word, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Sister Danielle, and thank you for the warm welcome and being a lovely host. I want to thank all of you who got up early this morning to tune in on this time side of life that you can enjoy what God has to say from his word through his mail sermon. We want to thank you so kindly, Grace Nurture. Grace View, for all that you've done to make this telecast a success. Today's lesson, I want to encourage us, all of us, that we must be focused no matter what circumstance we may encounter in our lives. It's very important that we do. The story is told about the great thinker, Albert Einstein. One day he was headed to New York City, and In a moment or so, the ticket taker or the railroad attendant came through the aisles collecting tickets. And lo and behold, Albert Einstein could not find his ticket. He searched his pocket. He searched the book he was reading. He got up and he turned his pockets out and his pants and looking for his ticket, and he couldn't find it. But the attendant said, "Never mind, Mr. Einstein. We know we know who you are. Don't worry about it. Nothing to be concerned with." And so 20 minutes later, the attendant returned through the ticket, through the car. And you wouldn't believe that Mr. Einstein was down on the floor underneath the chair looking for his ticket. And the attendant said again, "Mr. Einstein, I said earlier that it's not a need for you to do that. We know who you are. You're a great person, and there's no concern about looking for your ticket or finding a ticket. We know who you are." And Mr. Einstein said, "Son, young man, it's not about that you know me. It's about direction. I need that ticket because I don't know where I'm headed." Have you ever got in your car, headed somewhere, and it dawned on you, where are you headed? You know you're headed somewhere. Or there's something in your home, you got up, you headed towards the kitchen, and you wound up somewhere else, and you said, "Where was I headed?" Or you made a notion to call someone, and you pick up the phone, and you remember, well, who am I supposed to be calling? These slips of the minds, they do happen from time to time, and sometimes they happen too frequently. But what's more greater than this is that we live throughout our lives, and of course, we really don't know where we want to go, but we know that we're headed somewhere. Too often as believers, we forget where we're headed. And sometimes by the way that we live, we forget where we're headed. There's a notion that sometimes we actually become practical atheists. And what is meant by that is that the lifestyle and the manner in which we live, sometimes we forget that we even know God. Because one who lays claims to knowing God just don't say or do or live in the manner in which they live. And sometimes we have to get refocus, regain our consciousness regarding our relationship with God. You know, the Apostle Paul wanted to encourage the church in Philippi. Evidently, they either misunderstood Paul's motive or they didn't know Paul at all. Some envied Paul. Some despised Paul. Some even hated Paul. But Paul knew where he was headed. He says, "Not that I have apprehended. Not that I have perfected life, but one thing I do, I forget those things which are behind, and I press forward to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God." See, he knew that his target eternity, but he knew that it was through Jesus Christ. Paul early on said, "I don't want to know anything but Jesus Christ and him crucified." In other words, Paul had a focus. He had a point of reference. He knew where he was going. Not only that, he knew what he had to do in order to get there. He says, forgetting things that are behind. You see, sometimes we allow our past to stand in the way of our future. And if we're going to have a clear path, or at least a possible path forward, there are some things in our past that clouds our vision or robs us of our motivation or takes us off our path that we've got to release. And that's what it says, let go. Release, let it go. It may be hatred for someone who did you wrong. It may be guilt from a failure in your life. Or it may be a terrible decision you made that it ended in a tragedy and you can't seem to forgive yourself for the mistake that you made. You've got to release and you've got to let that go. But also there is this forward look challenge we have as well. You know, he says, Paul said, forgetting those things are behind. I press forward for the mark. Press forward means you are stretching, you're pressing, you're straining, you're struggling, you're striving to go forward. It reminds me of an athlete who's running a marathon. He knows he has 25 miles to run, and he's wondering now at the halfway mark, the 15 and the halfway, what I'm going to do. He said, if I want to win, if I want to be victorious, if I want the gold, I got to press forward for the mark or the prize of high calling of God. We find the Hebrew writer says that when times get to be difficult in your life, we need to look forward to Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of the faith. He's at the finish line of our life, the race of life and the life of grace that we are striving to reach. You know, so oftentimes, even as a minister, right around Saturday evening or Friday evening sometimes, you run into a member, you get a phone call from a member, and you've already prepared your sermon for Sunday, and you kind of know where you want to go. But due to a disturbing phone call or a challenging circumstance, you become distracted, and you want to change your sermon because you really want to educate the rest of the flock based on the experience you had. But then you begin to craft another sermon, and you get another phone call from someone, and they detect your mind in a whole new direction. And so now you're truly distracted. And every time, sometime early Sunday morning, you get up, and now you want to finish up a fine-tune the lesson, and things are not seem to fall in place. And now you want to revert back to your original message you had on your mind, and now you start hollering and screaming for the Holy Spirit to help you through this ordeal. It's because you allow circumstances to cause you to become unfocused. I know sometimes you do have to switch gears every now and then, but we need to realize this, that you got to know where you're headed. You have to know the heart, the sermon the Lord placed on your hand, and no doubt the message you want your members to hear, but you have to know where you're headed. And so successful people, they know where they're headed, and they know a pretty good idea how they want to travel to get there. So we have got to not be distracted, as even the great thinker became distracted, and he misplaced his ticket. Now, our ticket for this lesson today is the Word of God. If we will forever stay in the Word of God, we will never be ticketless, because all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. Christ says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one's coming to the Father but by me. So let us stay focused today. Let us know where we're headed. Let us know whom we're headed to. And let us never forget how to get there. May God bless you and may he keep you as our prayer on this day. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this day. We thank you for this message. We thank you for all that you have blessed us with. We thank you for the listeners, supporters of this telecast. Allow them to have a great, wonderful day. Allow them to be able to release, let go of those distractive things. Let them release, let go of those distractive behaviors. And allow us to be able to see forward, have a forward-looking attitude, that we might be successful, that we may accomplish our immediate task or goal on today, or for this week, or for this month, that our overall task in life would be successful. Guide and keep us this day as we pray in your Son Christ's name. Amen.